Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, where we talk everything sports medicine, fitness, wellness, etc. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to get into our very popular book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, talk a little bit about my upcoming induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. It's a big deal. I'm very excited about it. Unfortunately, today, my second guest, Scott Anderson, SyncLink, not able to make it, but I'm excited. Our first guest, Dr. Kevin Herron, he's out in Boise Sports Chiropractic Clinic. I'll say Dr. Kevin because I'm Dr. Bob. For years, has helped train the team doctors on numerous college, professional, and other levels in the importance of chiropractic sports medicine. Everybody who's a fan of the sports doctor for decades knows our regard for chiropractic sports medicine. So, Dr. Kevin Herron, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bob. It's my pleasure to be here.
Great. And Doc's an educator of many experts. Actually, he is the Yoda of extremity adjusting. But Dr. Kevin, give us a little bit of flavor about what you're doing and what you've done in sports chiropractic.
Well, first of all, I was an athlete at a very elite level. I was a rugby player on the number one team in the nation on full scholarship going through chiropractic college. And I was invited and tried out for the U.S. national team, the Eagles. They didn't choose me, however. But at the same time, I was also a professional arm wrestler, and I coached and trained the number one wrist wrestling team in the world that went to Petaluma, California, and was on Wide World of Sports back in those days. So, and I've trained a few three-time world champions in that. And because of that, while I was going through chiropractic college, there were numerous athletes that got injured, but there were not protocols to find or discover their injury at the level that I felt was competent. And so I started doing a lot of testing and discovered that mechanoreceptors in each joint, when under stretch or stress, which means out of place, inhibited adjacent muscular activity. So I introduced that to the instructors, but at the time, they weren't really receptive to that because
I was a challenge. And by the way, everybody, Dr. Kevin is in right in my neck of the world of importance in sports medicine regarding the importance and his orthotics expertise and his shoe expertise that we'll talk about in a little bit. For decades, again, the hands-on approach, Dr. Kevin, of chiropractic medicine has always been a great asset to all the different athletes that I've seen, from our young superstars to the great grandmas. What an interesting combination in sports between rugby and arm wrestling. You know, that's really and structural integrity is key in both of them. You know, the only question is, holy cow, these rugby players, they don't have helmets, you know. In the past, I've watched also podiatry is similar to where general medicine really had a hard time accepting the importance of chiropractic care at the highest of sport levels. You know, now there's not a serious athlete in the world that doesn't include somewhere chiropractic care. But, you know, a couple of decades ago, most team physicians didn't know how to spell the word chiropractic, you know?
Well, that's true. You know, it's had its prejudicial approach because the AMA tried to destroy the profession and openly went after it
and forbid. In the 70s,
we took it to the Supreme Court, and by the mid-80s, we won at the Supreme Court, and no longer could they successfully try to impugn us anymore like that.
So the inclusion of chiropractic care, give us, you know, some of the bullet points that you find so important when you're dealing with your sports medicine practice. Again, whether it's the best athlete in the country or their grandmother, what are you paying attention to? What's important to you?
Well, as you know, the foundation of the body is the foot, and the foot controls the rotation of the knee, the hip, and the low back all the way up to the head and neck. And so getting that foundation in proper relationship to the ground is absolutely essential. Having consulted with a number of the largest orthotic companies in this country, I've been in the back rooms and with all the different professions. And the one thing that they didn't do that I watched as I studied what they were doing was they didn't manipulate the feet and restore them to normal glide and position before they scanned, casted, or molded a shoe or sandal or orthotic to the foot. And I thought, well, why not make the foot normal so that when you make the orthotic, it's to a normal foot instead of a bad or pathological foot?
Right. Of course, people inherit high arches. People inherit flat feet, all sorts of different lower leg combinations. So the idea of having proper alignment regardless, I've used flexible plastics for 40 years in the best figure skaters in the world. We've used all sorts of different materials. But the key, of course, is being able to capture that ideal position so the orthotic becomes an aligner, a positioner. And again, a lot of my colleagues in sports chiropractic, although over the years they did not, it's exciting to see the relevance you put on. Now, of course, when we use the word orthotic, we're talking about proper, optimum, measured, evaluated. But my profession has always been slow to accept the importance of adjustment and manipulation of feet and ankles.
Well, one of the most famous podiatrists in the world, you probably know him, Howie Dannenberg. Are you familiar with Howard?
Yes.
Yes.
I sure am.
I taught Howie how to manipulate the feet 40 years ago.
Right. And I bet he still remembers. You know, he talked about everything from TMJ and jaw problems on down. And,
right.
You know, you and I probably agree. I don't care what the problem is or what the level or the anatomy. If someone's having chronic lower extremity problems, then they really, really should look at the benefit of orthotics. But, of course, I'm prejudiced. Kevin, give us the website. I know you've written books. I know you do all sorts of presentations. You're a speaker. What's the best website people could find out about you?
HearonSeminars.com would be one, HEARON.com. Or just spell my name, Kevin Heron, with an HEARON.com. And you can find out, or just Google my name. All of those come to play. For the doctors that are in the profession and want to see those classes that we do, it's CouncilOnExtremityAdjusting.com, CouncilOnExtremityAdjusting.com. And I'm the president of the council, and we give out a designate after taking 105-hour classes on the extremities called the CCEP, Certified Chiropractic Extremity Practitioner. And so that's a recognized designate that people have around the world now in all the major countries where chiropractors are today.
Yes, and the interesting, my famous mentor, Bob Guida, the sports kinesiotherapist who I met in the 70s, where we were dealing with these Olympic teams and some of the best athletes in the country, and he would talk about his screening, and he always wanted to watch how well someone could balance on one foot. And he'd talk about all sorts of stability, strengthening of these areas. I want to talk to you about also was such a big deal to me. Everybody, you are listening to The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. and you can dip over to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years, give or take a few weeks, see some of the guests and topics, listen to whatever you'd like, and you can go to newspaper articles and magazines, and you can read an endless array of articles and magazines. We just published a guest editorial in Low Extremity Review about my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we're talking about the chronic overuse problems with youth athletics. So follow us on Twitter at SportsDocDocRadio. You know, folks, I think, matter of fact, I met Dr. Kevin. I think it was on LinkedIn. You know, you got to be around on the social media stuff. Give me some of your take also, Dr. Herron, again, that was speaking with Sports Chiropractic, in the importance of strengthening. It's a chapter in my book. I talk about the two essential exercises for young athletes, I don't care what their sport or age. And one is strengthening the feet or ankles like rubber bands, and the other is your world balance training, instability training. Talk about your thinking of strengthening the same extremities that you're looking to manipulate and adjust for optimal.
All right. Well, probably one of the most frequent things that happens, or the most frequent injury in the human body, is an ankle sprain. And when that happens, the talus tends to move forward in the ankle mortise, and the dome of the talus jams against the anterior tibial ridge. And you'll typically see that that foot can't dorsiflex as far as the normal foot. And until we adjust the talus back into position, the anterior talofibular ligament, calcaneofibular ligaments will heal stretched. So instead of heal in a tight packed position when the talus is back in the ankle mortise.
Yes, so we don't want to get too anatomical here, really.
Yeah.
But we're really talking about key elements in the ankle. And one of the real relevancies is, again, is that the most common injury, it's still the most problematic, which is why I've been screaming probably as long as Dr. Kevin about strengthening your feet and ankles. I don't care what your sport is, but the idea that proper adjustment could be extremely helpful in these areas, I think, is like routinely missed. But again, your profession has always paid much more attention to it. Many times that than podiatry, and the again the value then of adding orthotics. I tell athletes all the time: you want to be a step or two quicker, you want to come down softer, you want to be faster. If you're in the proper orthotic, it's going to do those things for you. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most muscularly imbalanced areas in the human body is the calf and intertibial that dorsiflex the foot, and of course the calf or gastroc and soleus plantar flexes the foot. And that ratio needs to be 10 to 1. And most people are like 15 to 1. And that's one of the reasons for anterior compartment shin splints and the lateral side of the leg. And so that's
Bob Guida and I, Kevin, invented, we would call the DARD, the dynamic axial resistance device, but we use rubber bands. He always said dorsiflexion. You had to strengthen the muscles on the front of the lower leg, a la shins, like you're saying, because we had so much other dependence over strengthening on the calf area. You know, we'd see these athletes doing calf raises all day, and then we'd say, hey, man, you got to work the opposite in that regard. How's your relationship, you know, again, with the team doctors and, you know, with a lot of these different teams in sports? I would, of course, have to ask you, Dr. Kevin, how's your sports psychology skill? how's that going?
I'm really laser and to the point. And my job is to tell them exactly what's going on and help them out with it. You know, one of those things that you were talking about in strength, we open our hands against resistance and very rarely and close them all day long. Same thing with the foot. We're pushing off all day long. How often do we spread our toes out against resistance? You know, 9 out of 10 people can't move their big toe toward their other foot in and out. And so we'll take their toes and put a rubber band on them and get them to start extending or widening their toes.
Yeah, working that grip, you know?
Yes.
My pearl for the day, Dr. Kevin, take a look at the sand dune stepper, they're all over Instagram, the ability to strengthen the toes and feet as if you're on the beach.
Right.
It's really, really a great addition, involving, again, a lot of those, all those little different muscles of the feet in that respect. I'm sure you work with your share of young athletes and their families and parents, right?
Oh, I do. Yes, absolutely.
That's why I asked how your sports psychology is going. You know, I wrote the book partly because, again, I mentioned it quickly, of the epidemic of overuse injuries. That's mental and physical. When it comes to youth sports, this is big business. And there's all sorts of, the chapters in my book is called Youth Sports and Drugs. Over-the-counter medicines everywhere you look, the pressure on these kids, and you're dealing with the parents, and sometimes you're dealing with the coaches. So that's always a real challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because the coach wants to win, and he's going to use the athletes typically at whatever level he thinks they can still do it. He may not understand that the injury is preventing them from performing at that level, and the second string should be put in on that situation to allow that person to heal. There's a dangerous moment right there if you don't have a doctor on the field to evaluate that. The coaches don't know the difference and unfortunately make mistakes of keeping people in that should be pulled from the game. Certainly we see that in all kinds of injuries, whether it be the foot, the ankle, the knee. I just saw an article on physical therapist were talking about how to exercise the knees and keep them from getting ACL, because women get four times the amount of ACL tears than men.
I've been telling them for 25 years, every young girl, half the girls I see as a sports podiatrist are knee trouble. And now I am saying routinely with these girls, the girls I've seen over decades who had proper orthotics in their shoes and they had the addition of all the kind of strengthening and things, adjusting that you're talking about, rare did I see a non-traumatic ACL. But so I'm on your side really trying to get that routinely included in the female athlete because of the wider hips and the slightly different mechanics. And orthotics help.
The technical term for that knee angle is called the Q or quadriceps angle.
Yes.
And on a female, it's wider or longer than a male. And so foot pronation increases the Q angle. The greater the Q angle, the greater the stress on the ACL.
It's all about torque.
Yeah.
It's all about torque.
Once these girls do a vertical
loop sport. That's the job of the orthotics.
Absolutely.
So again, the routine use of chiropractic, we're almost out of time, for whether it's the young athlete, whether it's their parents and or the professionals, is so important. And I guess that's why you're really, really teaching that real side of it to so many team doctors and other entities. I really, really commend you for that.
Well, thank you. And I sure appreciate the work you've been doing and helping our ice skaters and other elite athletes around the world. We all have a big job to do and also an educational job with the trainers and the coaches and owners of the teams.
Yes. You know, again, like I've always said, you know, I'm singing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone. And then Doc over here might be singing that the backbone's connected to the knee bone, up and down, meeting in the middle, real, real key. Dr. Kevin Herron, give me that website again. People could find out everything about you.
Well, Kevin Herron, KevinHearon.com. You can go there and get to any of the different sites that I have, whether it's Herron Seminars or
Great.
Boise Sports Chiropractic.
Kevin,
or
so
the
much.
Council.
Thank you. Hold on a quick sec. Kevin, thank you so much. Dr. Kevin Herron, Sports Chiropractic, Boise. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are live. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Again, a little bit of a change in plans. Scott Anderson at the last minute, not able to join us. Hope to see him in June. So what we're going to do over the next few segments is we're going to talk about the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So excited. I'm honored to be an inductee this April. This prestigious organization. And then we're going to talk a little bit further, a little bit more specifically about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and why every day it becomes more relevant to pay attention to so much overkill with youth sports. And then again, the final segment, the Sports Doctor's In, we'll answer some emails. Again, the National Fitness Hall of Fame is, I think they're celebrating the 15th year. I'm proud. My past guest a few weeks ago, Lance Dreher, is an inductee with me. Lance was a champion bodybuilder. He was a Mr. America, Mr. Universe. He's a PhD in nutrition, life coach, and he hosts a radio show in Vegas, and you know, we traded shows over the past couple of months. But icons like Jack LaLanne in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Tony Little, who for years we watched with his fitness commercials. Again, Jack LaLanne, everybody might remember the juicer. And I think growing up, I remember him on a black and white show. It was unbelievable. And 2 years ago, his lovely wife, Elaine LaLanne, 91 years old, was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. She spoke for a couple of minutes after she did a few push-ups. Pretty amazing. The Forbes Riley, who I've had on the show, the inventor of the spin gym, host, speaker, Forbes has been involved in over $2.5 billion worth of products sold in infomercials, from the Body by Jake, again to the juicer, to her endless positive attitude shows. And Bob Guida, who's going to be introducing me, Bob achieved a couple of years ago the Lifetime Achievement Award Bob, the famous sports therapist who I met in the 70s and who was inducted, I think it was 2008, as a member of the Fitness Hall of Fame. He's treated athletes of so many different sports over the years. So there are people in the fitness world and being inducted also this year. Dr. George Sheehan, posthumously. Dr. Sheehan was a cardiologist, called him the running cardiologist. He authored 8-9 books. One of my favorites was called Personal Best. Dr. Sheehan was the editor of Runner's World probably for 10 years. He had so much to do with the realization of podiatry, the role of the foot, when it came to running and knee problems. Along posthumously with Dr. Sheehan is Lucille Roberts. Lucille, who founded the Fitness Change for Women. I think they had 50 different health club location facilities. Was a real champion in women's fitness. And David Lyons. David is a founder of the Muscular Multiple Sclerosis Bodybuilding Challenge, a champion who became even more famous by taking on the challenge of multiple sclerosis later in life and really battling it every inch of the way and writing about it, speaking about it. So it's an exciting class that will be inducted in Addison, Illinois. John Figarelli, I'm hoping to have back on the radio in April, is the founder of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. I think there's maybe 100 different members, people from the years ago in Nautilus and all sorts of fitness. Schwarzenegger was involved, I think, for X amount of years initially, and so many others, again, in the world of health and fitness. My old friend and colleague, Dr. Phil Clausen, was a 2009 inductee. Dr. Clausen, famous chiropractic physician. His wife is a fitness guru. Both are members of the Fitness Hall of Fame. Melissa Orth Frey, who I think was a 16-year-old when I saw her as an athlete. Now her daughter's a figure skater with my orthotics and her skates. She's a trainer of champions, especially in the world of golf. She's another protege of Bob Guida, as was Dr. Clausen, as is half the place in one shape or form. So it's going to be an exciting whole weekend situation. John Abdo, the famous abdoer, maybe the biggest selling piece of equipment in the history of whatever the TV infomercial shows are. And the great thing about John was his last name, Abdo, because he was able to use that for Abdobics and his books and other kinds of the new abdoer that all was related to his name. It really, really, really was brilliant. I go way back with John. He's been on the show numerous times. So it will be exciting company, you know, from A to Z. And again, to continue to see the importance of fitness and wellness when it comes to what really, really counts and what's important. Again, the world of nutrition, the world of movement, the world of fitness, it has become such a big deal. Yet today, as we talk about forever on the Sports Doctor, we're facing the same health challenges, lifestyle challenges that we've faced for decades. Obesity, childhood obesity, and diabetes, which can break us financially. Everybody has an interest, even if you don't have children, when you hear sometimes about the childhood obesity and the all the areas that go into the health and fitness world. You know, again, pioneers who were involved in the world of fitness. Wanted to mention also gosh, a guy I saw on television for so many. Gilad Jankowicz of Bodies in Motion. He was the master of ceremony the last few years. I mean, this guy, everybody has seen him. The Workout from Hawaii, where people would say, how did he get that gig? You know? He's, again, one of the champions that involved in the organization. So John Cigarelli continues with his family. They put together a museum. There's so many exciting different stories that go into all these different individuals. So the sports medicine name of the game is really, really a big part of it. I don't know if I have a quick 30 seconds for a fast story. When I went to the Lifetime Achievement Award with Bob Guida a year and a half ago, saw Phil Clausen. And, you know, I had put Phil Clausen in orthotics. He was a 17-year-old Olympic team handball player. First met us at Guida's at Sports Fitness Institute. And so we hugged, and how are you? And for fun, I tapped him on the shoulder. Hey, Phil, how's your orthotics? He took his shoe off, said Dr. Weil, 1978 on it. It's on Facebook. I told him I would make him into a commercial. So I think if you go to the National NSHOF, National Fitness Hall of Fame.com, you could read all about their illustrious history and some of the different individuals who will be honored and involved on that special evening. I hope I didn't necessarily. Chiropractic physician who was on a few weeks ago, Dr. James Stockson, was involved over the years. My longtime friend, Tom Meredith, is one of the honorary members of the National Fitness Hall of Fame and some way, shape, or form, as is Bill Busby. And the last name I'll give you, because I know we've got a minute left here before we're going to move. Terry Strand, another champion. We're going to be right back with our next segment. We're going to talk the book. It's The Sports Doctor, everybody.
Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Then go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can dip over to radio shows and listen to shows from 5-10 years ago, or, you know, see who was on, guests, what the topics were, and listen to whatever you would like. You can go over to magazines and newspaper articles and read about everything from one of my real popular articles, which is called Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge, articles on specialization. If your son or daughter is playing one sport, what's the best shoe for them? Myriad of information about concussions. Follow us on Twitter. I have over 30,000 followers. We post a lot of interesting articles on everything sports medicine, fitness, wellness, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, but check us out with the title of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I want to talk a little bit more about the some of the different relevancy of the book. It's been about 6 months, a lot of different feedback that we would get, whether it was from coaches, whether it's from parents, whether it is from grandparents. One of the mistakes we made, in this day and age, we should have said hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Grandparents. One of the cartoons in the book, and the cartoons is one of the great parts of the book, Sharky Zartman, who helped set that up, and her name escapes me, I will get it, it's a picture, stick picture of all this ranting and raving that's going on the field with the kids and the coaches, and the caption is, because the ranting and raving is coming from the stands. And the caption is the coach is saying, and hey, that's the grandparents. Parents didn't even get here yet. So the relevancy of family dynamics in this whole area of Hey Sports Parents was always very, very important to me. And I felt that the beginning of the book, which Sharky Zartman writes, basically under Sports Parenting 101, where she includes all of that really important information, starting with as simple as, you know, what is the level, best level for your young son or daughter who's beginning to play sports? What are the things that are so important for you as a parent to keep things safe and to have fun? And then including what about as the boy or girl gets more serious and training gets more serious? Again, Sharky, as a Hall of Fame volleyballer, lived it. To become a great, great player, grew up playing, training seriously. So that side of it she talks about, as well as the family dynamics, including coach abuse, which is such a big topic in this day and age. And the back again to the premise that the youth sports industry, I'm looking forward to being part of a documentary in the near future called Youth Sports, the Movie. What about the $15 billion a year industry? And the challenges, again, of serious youth sports participation and the amount of injuries we see and the amount of pressure many times that we see. So the importance of paying attention to the physical side of things, there's a lot of overkill in youth sports. Still, big problem. Too much, I used to call it the terrible twos. Too much, too soon, too aggressive. Where things are added on or things get a little out of hand, and we start running into problems. My famous, and I talk about him in the book in the intro to my section of the Sports Doctors, in the late Dr. Jim Vickery, a sports psychologist, although in the late 80s, early 90s, he didn't call himself a psychologist because the words scared people away, even teams away. He was a performance enhancement consultant with the title. Now, the psychology, sports psychology, is nowhere near the concern as a title as it was. And he always talked so much about the importance of parents not being a critic. He always talked so much, again, about positive feedback and for parents to become good listeners regarding whether their son or daughter is complaining or whether they are, again, not getting along with the coach or any of those various things that we see and read about all the time. When we went to bring together the experts in the third section of the book, which is Ask the Experts, and again, the second section, which is the Sports Doctors In, I will talk about what the best shoe is for your son or daughter. I'm going to talk about the role of orthotics and foot mechanics. I'm going to talk about what I call the prodigy sports, these specialization sports. Think about it. Figure skating, gymnastics, ballet, and tennis and soccer. 10, 11, 12-year-olds, that's all they want to do. sports medicine-wise, every trainer, therapist, doctor tells parents, want your child to play lots of different sports if they can. That's great, unless they're into the prodigy sports, where it then is a whole different different ball game. And the topic, again, of youth, sports, and drugs, where we talk about the way, way overabundance of over-the-counter anti-inflammatories and pain pills for these young athletes. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? She's got a competition this weekend. Her ankles are hurting her. She needs two Advil before she practices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a big problem. It shouldn't surprise us. Again, we're the only country in the world besides New Zealand. You know, I've been harping on that for years. And 2-3 weeks ago, I had a dancer's podiatrist on from New Zealand, Georgina Barr, and I asked her about that. We're the only two countries that allow TV advertising of prescription medicines ad nauseum. We all know about that. It's a constant barrage. It gets you to assume. And again, pain pills, it's a nightmare scourge in our country. Nightmare scourge, and it starts early, that attitude. So again, into that third section of the book where we bring together 8 different experts in all areas of youth sports. Sports nutrition. The whole idea of what makes sense, what's important for your son or daughter, whether they're a top, top athlete or whether they're just participating. The importance of nutrition, physical side of training, again, with the overkill and how much is too much. And, you know, many times we see, I see young figure skaters, they might be on the ice 5-6 days a week, and twice a week they're off ice conditioning. How much of that is too much, et cetera? So the importance of the parameters for physical training, and Melissa Orth, who does that chapter, by the way, Katie Davis does the nutrition side of things. She talks about these various stages of when specialization makes sense, 14, 15 years old. But we both talked about, you know, she was already a serious gymnast, you know, early on. We talk with Rob Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston about the whole mental training side of things. He's got a wall of gold medals because of all his work with the Olympic gold medal girls women's gymnastics team from Simone Biles on down. We talk with Ian Goldberg, iSport 360, parent-coach discussion and cooperation. It's an exciting whole education. I want you to check it out. And again, when we have the segments with emails, you can email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and we get an opportunity to answer some questions regarding the book. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I'm going to catch you on the Sports Doctor's Inn coming up. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's Inn, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section,
Experts Speak Out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctor's In segment where we talk a little bit about some upcoming shows, and then we try to answer a few emails from our illustrious audience here at bbsradio.com. Next week, I was just talking about Rob Andrews. Rob, again, runs the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. He's a mental coach. He's worked with the gold medal women's gymnastics team for years. I think he started seeing Simone Biles, who was like 9 years old, got a wall of gold medals. He works with the Navy SEALs, where we're talking about the importance of mental training. Rob, of course, contributed a great, great chapter in our book, hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. And then Michelle Melby will be returning. Michelle is a figure skating coach, figure skating mom. She's also a TV host. I hope I got it right that it's Detroit. Otherwise, we'll make sure we get it right. The 27th returning holistic physician, Dr. John Trowbridge, will be returning. He's going to be talking stem cells, regenerative medicine, and then one of the leading advocates in the world of concussions, in the world of safety, speaker, Kimberly Archie, author, will be returning to the Sports Doctor. So some great, great shows coming up. Where do we got here? Okay, Perry says, you know, tape helps with my plantar fasciitis. Would orthotics help? Kerry, I hope you listen to this show. You know, we've been talking about them a lot. When we tape, again, plantar fasciitis is inflammation of the arch or heel or both. It is the most common thing we see in sports podiatry, heel and arch problems. It can be persistent. It can be difficult. Probably 90% of it is very successfully handled and treated by combining proper orthotics with physical therapy and or some chiropractic adjustment. And when we're doing that, we are interested in controlling foot motion, usually excessive flattening or pronation. That's what orthotics properly do. They control abnormal stretch or strain to the plantar fascia. So when we're talking about, you know, I never had it before, it's brand new, and we wouldn't make that big a deal. Although, again, when it becomes persistent, it could be a real bear. So you want to see podiatry, and you want to check out whether or not your foot type falls into that category. Strengthening, stretching, all important parts. Again, if the taping is helpful, like you said, then you want to look at orthotics. Charles says, my daughter is 14 years old. She plays tennis. She has a wide foot. She has a bunion imbalance like her mom and grandma. New Balance shoes, are they more fittable? You know, Charles, they usually are. One of the things about New Balance, and they were a sponsor of the Sports Doctor, gosh, for about 4 years, locally here in the Naperville area, Mirabali shoes. And wider, deeper toe box, very important.
New Balance is not the only shoe, but you want to look at them. What you really want to do, Charles, is you want to take a look at your daughter's feet. You want to see podiatry. You want to try to look at orthotics to slow down the bunion deformity. It's progressive. You inherit the foot type that has that propensity, whether it's a flat foot or a high arch and different toe lengths, that can develop. You don't wake up one day and you've got the bump on the side of your toe. It's progressive. It's not that you could stop it, but usually you can make a difference in its development. And by the way, your daughter will be a step or two quicker with better balance. So yes, make sure she's in properly fit shoes. New Balance is a good option. Check with podiatry. Look at orthotics. Paula, both my 12-year-old daughters have hammer toes, like me. I'm 45 years old. I had surgery. What about prevention? I'm going to tell you the same thing, Paula. The knuckling of the toes sometimes is associated with the big toe migrating and either undercutting or overlapping those second or third toe, bunching them up, pushing them up out of the way. That's what a hammer toe is. And just because it's there doesn't mean it has to be fixed. But when they hurt, when they're a problem, a lot of people develop corns or the hard kind of excrescence on the top of the toes. I've trimmed down corns once every month or two for 10 years for people, sometimes for athletes who just didn't want to consider anything involving surgery. But you want to look at your daughter's foot type. You want to have them see maybe the podiatrist that operated on your feet and talk to you about the best shoes for them. Talk to you about the importance of orthotics. That's my feedback, that you can slow some of these things down and be paying attention to these other kind of factors. We're not resigned to the fact that your girls will need surgery. No way. But we want to pay big attention to prevention, you know, if we can. Here's John says, why is it 5-6-1 ACL injuries in girls? You know, John, my first guest sports chiropractor, Dr. Heron, was talking about that. Girls have wider hips. There's a different angle mechanically to the knee. That's why we've seen orthotics and the role of the foot be so important. There's more twisting and torque with the normal rolling in and pronation of the foot when we have a higher Q angle or the quad angle. So just as a generality, females are wider hipped and this angle is a little bit excessive, they might have and do have hormonal differences a la flexibility. And I believe that that's one of the major factors in this statistic, 5-6-1. We used to think, you know, the girls aren't as strong. You know, the girls don't play as much sports. That's baloney. Today, the girls are strong and they play all these different sports. But non-traumatic, you know, if you come down wrong, you land on someone's foot, you twist your knee, you're going to tear an ACL. It happens. Injuries happen. But changing direction, slowing down, looking to move and popping that knee more often girls to boys is related to foot mechanics. And this is something that, again, I've been hollering about for, 25 years, give or take a few weeks, the importance of the proper orthotics being a weapon to properly position, support that foot. If your young daughter's an athlete, I don't care if her feet don't hurt. Look seriously at the role of orthotics. Something over the counter, like Superfeed or Dr. Shove, a lot of times better than nothing. But don't confuse that with a biomechanical orthotic done by sports podiatry or sports medicine in competent hands. Here we had an example today again with Dr. Heron, who's a sports chiropractor, who's doing orthotics and very, very involved in orthotics, as well as any podiatrist might be. So in that regard, do I have time for one more? Darlene, my 16-year-old son plays basketball. He's had lateral ankle instability. You had the guy on from RollGuard, R-O-L-L-G-U-A-R-D, Protector. That's one of the real big innovations, Darlene. It's almost like a wedge on the side of the foot. It attaches to the shoe. It doesn't get in the way. It virtually prevents. But again, you want to have your son really, really evaluated by sports medicine, by physical therapy, so that he's on the right kind of strengthening, so that mechanically orthotics can be a big weapon if there's a foot imbalance. And we've had various ankle injuries. We talked before about how common they are. If we have a foot imbalance, then that magnifies it. So you really, really want to be paying attention to those factors regarding. But Rogard is a good thing to look at. Virtually doesn't cause any problems. We made it. With the loss of our second guest, I did the whole shtick. So I want to thank everybody, and we will catch you next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thank you.